Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, you know what time it is. It's Monday, it's the beginning of the week. It's time to get it started. Ooh-wee, football is back! All right, technical difficulties. Music won't play right now, but we definitely gonna get it in. You know how it get down, man. It's going down today, Monday, August the 4th, and you know what it is. This is the streets, baby. The streets are back in, and we going hard this Monday, August 4th, man. Got a lot of hot things to talk about, and you know we going hard tonight. Woo-hoo! USA cutting people. They done cut three already, so you didn't know. USA basketball done got down to 16 players. Got to get to 12 real soon. They done let
Bro.
The boy. What's up with it?
What happened to the superhero anthem?
Say what?
What happened to the music?
Hey, man, I don't know. I can't. Boy, it ain't playing for me, so. Maybe you can do something on that side. I have no idea.
We got to get the anthem going, man.
Yeah, get the anthem going over there.
That boy ain't going, huh?
Not tonight. Good old Blog Talk as always, you know. But we're going to continue to let it ride.
But go ahead and continue, bro. What were you saying about USA basketball?
Oh, yeah, man, you know, USA basketball done cut it down from 19 to 16. They done let three of the players go. We also have, news about the NFL. We had our first preseason game yesterday, L Boogie, the Hall of Fame game between the New York Giants and the Buffalo Bills. It was a nice little game. You know, even though it was preseason, it was still needed and necessary. You know what I mean? And a lot of talks about Kevin Love. They can't mess with Kevin Love. Well, actually, they can talk to Kevin Love. But Cleveland can't do nothing with Andrew Wiggins until August 23rd to 24th, because that's after the 30 days after he signed his little contract. So he can't be traded. So, it's going to be a lot of hype and a lot of talk about that situation when that comes. Josh Gordon had his little appeal today, L Boogie. Well, they finished it off from last week. So I guess we're going to see what happens with Josh Gordon and his little appeal, but he's still able to practice. So as long as you're still able to practice, I guess you're still good. And what's up with Johnny Money getting first-team reps? Uh-oh, L Boogie, is the unthinkable about to happen? Is he about to start week one? Say it ain't so. Come on, Brian Hoyer. Oh, man, you got to make it a better quarterback battle than that. You know what I mean? First, it wasn't a quarterback battle. Now, all of a sudden, L Boogie, he go from not being the starter to, well, it might be a quarterback battle here. So, I'm pretty sure we're going to definitely talk about that a little bit later on and everything. But, you know, first things first, man. L Boogie, your boy Paul George took a bad one on Friday. It was at the end of the show when we was cutting off the show. But we didn't really get to talk about it. Now we know everything about what happened. What does this do for the Indiana Pacers with the injury that Paul George has sustained playing with Team USA?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I feel sorry for Paul George. I hear Mark Cuban is talking about he wants the NBA because of that to be more involved in these FIBAs and World Championship events. A lot of guys want to play for their country. It look good on their resume to have an Olympic gold medal. So, and it helps. A lot of guys, when they went away to these FIBAs and these World Championships, when they came back that following season, they did great. They were another player. They improved a lot playing with their peers and playing with some guys overseas. So I think it's just one of those things, a freak accident. You haven't had anyone in the past do that. The sanction was a little bit higher than what you thought it was, you know, an inch, a little bit more. So you can't, you know, it's just some things just happen, man. So big ups to Paul George, and hopefully that gets better. I'm still in resistance, so I'm still in, what did you call that?
In awe. Or you in recovery?
Yes. So I'm really intrigued. They should just let it roll. If those type of things happen, now guys are really going to, you know, stop or not want to play. So low-tier guys, such as, no disrespect to them, they're in the NBA, your Teagues, you know, guys who are on, you know, Beal, guys who got cut, now they're going to probably start keeping them for these FIBAs and world championships. I know they're going to take the top guns to the Olympics, but I think that's the only thing that counts. These little FIBAs and world championships, I don't think, I just think it's preliminaries. I know you got to qualify, but when you win the gold medal, you automatically qualify for the next Olympics. Am I correct?
Yep.
So I think guys should just, you know, stand pat. And, you know, I'm not in agreement with Mark Cuban with what he said, but take some of these low-tier guys and take some of these guys who these one-and-done guys. You know, use them. You know, use
right.
Some of these guys who are in college. You know, your Cleanthony Earlys. You know, guys who've been playing 4 years and they're rookies. I would rather go with them, and then they'll be better for the NBA the next season. So I just think that you know. But with that being said, poor Indiana. They'll be a 7th and 8th seed now without PG and Lance Stevenson. So, you know, and I'm just going back to, they were $225,000 apart, man, of signing Lance Stevenson. I don't know what Larry Bird was thinking or what was his reasoning behind that, but I think they could have got the deal done. So it's going to be very tough for Indiana. They did it the right way, through the draft, a couple free agents. So it's I feel kind of bad for Indiana. But at the same token, like the OG scorekeeper would say, better you than me. So better, you know. I'm just glad none of my Knicks guys, Melo, he didn't, you know, is not hurting or anything like that. And it just looked like the stars are lining up for the, you know, for the Cavs. You know, and I just had a debate with some guys, man. Some youngins, and they were telling me, oh, Derrick Rose look good, this and that, but I keep trying to tell them, it's not about Derrick Rose's, see, this is the thing, you can get to the hole during the regular season, but when it comes playoff time, what can you do, you know, and Derrick Rose doesn't look the same when it comes to the playoffs. Yes, he's hit a couple game winners, but he doesn't have a jump shot per se. No disrespect to you, Derek. Hopefully you worked on it, you know, while you were hurting. But we'll see this year, because people, you know, they're saying, well, it's Cleveland and Chicago. Where? I understand Derrick Rose makes a lot of difference, but honestly, after Derrick Rose, who's your scoring going to come from? Paul Gasol? Who's in the latter part of his career, yes, he can give you about 10 points, 15 points, but you got to remember, we're in the East where they bump and grind and they bang. I don't know if Paul Gasol is physical enough for this type of beating he going to take in the East. So I'm very intrigued what's going to happen, but they keep telling me, oh, Tom Thibodeau with these guys, yeah, but you got to score. And Derrick Rose it can get to the hole anytime he wants, but not in the playoffs. Ask Russell Westbrook. Ask Tony Parker. You got to, somewhere or another, develop a mid-range game. either it's a go to the hole or it's a, you know, last second three ball with Derrick Rose. You know, so that's where I am with that.
That's what's up. Yeah, I feel you, man. You know, back on Paul George, you know, when we saw, we kind of figured that it was going to be a long time off for as long as he laid on the floor. And, you know, it is sad that Indiana doesn't have, I mean, you can try to take a route, but what route will you take? Because all the major free agents have been taken. Don't really anybody want to go to Indiana right now. And so without you signing Lance Stephenson to his long deal, it kind of like a slap in the face to Indiana for what happened to Paul George playing with Team USA. And I agree with you, L Boogie. You need to get these guys who are one and done, fresh out of college, to, you know, represent the USA. The only reason we've been having these NBA players play after the Dream Team is because of what happened to us before the Dream Team was assembled. You know, it was all about the college guys, the guys that were still in college, but the European game had got so ahead of us that we needed to bring in, you know, our top-tier guys to let the world know that, hey, we still the top ballers around here. Y'all can't just – don't think that you're just the best because you beat our college guys, our best college guys. You weren't even playing the best of the best. You were just playing the best college guys. So, you know, I agree with you 100%. They need to take it back because I believe our youth can actually get it done. Not to say that, you know, we don't know who those players would be, but give Andrew Wiggins a chance and, you know, Randall and you know, I would even take Doug McDermott. You know, all these guys, like you say, Klay Anthony Early, put all those guys on the team and let them go to work. Instead of playing in summer league, let them get ready for this tournament, the World FIBA Cup, you know, the FIBA World Cup. And, Derrick Rose, that's a whole nother story, L Boogie, because, you know, they did get Doug McDermott in the draft, even though we don't know what he's capable of. We do know one thing. He can put the ball in the hole. Another four-year guy in college that put up numbers, but we will see. Derrick Rose, he got a little help with Paul Gasol, like I mentioned, Doug McDermott. That's all they really needed, L Boogie. They need a couple of guys to put the ball in the hole besides Derrick Rose. So I think this year Derrick won't have to do as much. But like you say, when the playoffs come, it's all different. So hopefully by that time, you know, Paul Gasol and maybe Doug McDermott and a couple other guys will be, you know, comfortable enough in that system to where they're able to go out and make it tough in the East. Because I can tell you this, L Boogie, watching the Chicago Bulls the last two seasons, I still don't know how they won over 45 games. It's amazing to me, especially at the East. But I'm just I don't get it. I don't see how they always a 3 or 4 seed when the playoffs comes. I don't know who scores the ball for Chicago. I just know that they win until Thibodeau know how to make them play defense. I do know that about Chicago. So if they can get a couple other guys, you know, that can be able to score the ball, I know that it'll be easier for Paul more than it would McDermott, you know, to start the season. But, you know, we'll definitely see, because this has opened up the floodgates for Cleveland and Chicago to fight for that number one seed. And, you know, to see who can make it to that Eastern Conference final. So, I mean, anything can happen, L Boogie. You guys are good, but you get that one other guy from the West Coast, well, y'all might be able to do something in the East.
Yeah, it's you can win 40 games and be in the playoffs. You can win 38 games and be in the playoffs. Let's not forget. You can get by in 82 games because let's remember, we talking about the NBA. You're going from city to city. Some guys kick it more in other cities than they do in others. You have scout reports and things like that that, you know, go further than others when you playing in the playoffs. So yes, they look good on paper, but when you shrink the game, you know, and Tom Thibodeau can't put the ball in the hole for them. You know what I mean? So yes, they're good, but you got other teams that's even better than Chicago to me right now. You got Washington, that's up
right.
And coming. You know,
Toronto.
So you got Toronto up and
yeah.
coming. Oh, Chicago. Okay, you got Derrick Rose back. He's a superstar. You know, not going to get it twisted. But at the same time, after that, who you got? You know, yes, like I said, you got Paul. You got Joakim Noah on the boards. But like I told guys earlier, when the streets was talking in the hood, man, when them playoffs start and the lights come on, and you saw it 3 years ago, Derrick Rose, MVP, and it was time to show up against the Miami Heat in overtime. They were winning the series 2-1. He shrunk.
Did he shrink down, Boogie? The balls got small?
Oh, man, his booty hole got tight, man. So one thing I can say about the NBA that's, you know, good about my man PG, he's still going to get that five-year, you know, $100 million contract, $65 million contract. So he's still eating, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's,
he going to eat good. He going to eat good. Good thing he signed that contract, El Boogie.
Right. So I'm not deterred, and they shouldn't be. So let me ask you this, Ro. Who looked good Friday in that game to you?
I'm going to be honest with you, El Boogie. I ain't going to lie. Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose with his high fly there. Hey, man, it's something about Derrick Rose. It's just he a small package with a lot of dynamite, man. And just to see how fast this guy gets from one end of the court to the other, and then to see how high this guy can jump off of just the bounce, man, it is crazy. So I'm going to say this, El Boogie. I love to see, you know, my dude, D. Rose. But, you know, I mean, KD didn't look bad either. But James Harden didn't look bad. I must say this, El Boogie. I'm excited to see the guys who are literally on the team. Because if these guys that they putting together on this team can't win, I don't know what it's going to take to win. We might not need to go back to the college guys. These boys can't win. We got so many names that just – it's just crazy, El Boogie. Even with Paul George going out, Paul George was going to fit in. You know what I mean? So even with him being out, I mean, you can say that there are four people out because, by the way, you know, El Boogie, if you didn't know, John Wall, Bradley Beal, and Paul Millsap got cut today. So now the roster's down to 16. So those are those three that have been cut. But I say we're down to 15 because Paul George ain't going to play. So I'm just saying, you know, even though those guys are good talent, you know, the guard play is so heavy because you got Steph, you know, Steph Curry, that is. You got KD. You got James Harden. You got Kyle Lowry. You got your boy Kyrie Irving. You still got Klay Thompson and Derrick Rose right along with Chandler Parsons. So, I mean, you know, they'll get their opportunity later. But it's just a lot. It's guard heavy over here, El Boogie. So I think if we can't win with this team, El Boogie, I'm just saying, Damian Lillard, come on, man. Come on, man. I ain't named the big dogs. You know, the big dogs in the middle of that East. Come on, man. So if we can't win with that squad, I don't know how we're going to do it, El Boogie. But Coach K and Jerry Colangelo got a tough job, El Boogie. They got, you know, about four more other players to cut. Out of the players that are on the team, who would be the final four that you would cut before we go to a commercial? You got DeMarcus Cousins.
Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, DeMar DeRozan, Andre Drummond, KD, Kenneth Faried, James Harden, Kyle Korver didn't look bad, Damian Lillard, Mason Plumlee, Chandler Parsons, Derrick Rose, Klay Thompson, Kyrie, or your boy Gordon Hayward? What would be your four?
I gotta go Parsons. I gotta go Cousins, Kyle Lowry, and I gotta go Doug. Reason why I say those guys, because their game doesn't fit the international play. DeMarcus Cousins,
right,
is a great ball. He's a great ball player for the NBA, but for the international game, he don't get up and down it like the Plumlees and Durant and those type of guys. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got
right.
Those are the guys that I got to go with. You know what I mean? And this is the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. When we come back, you know what's the NFL. We're going to talk about the first preseason game. Johnny Money, Brett Favre, RG3 and Tom Brady practice for the first time together today. So, like we always say, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. It's the super producer T-Row and myself, L Boogie. Let's go.
Me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess everything doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. Don't be ducking like you never wanted nothing. It's feeling like rap changed. It wasn't time, it was rugged. Back when if a nigga reached, it was for the weapon. Nowadays, niggas reach just to study records. Spaghetti bolognese in a polo lounge. Me and my G from D.C., that's how I roll around. Might look like, but we heavy though. You think Drake would pull some shit like that, you never know. $1 million meetings in a polo lounge. Me and my man Oliver North, that's how I roll around. Shorty wanna tell me secrets by the rap, nigga. I tell that bitch it's more attractive when you hold it down. Kobe bout to lose 150 M's. Kobe my nigga, I hate it, had to be him. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Tell Lucy and I said, fuck it, I'm tearing holes in my budget. Bag of life, we in public, then take a ass out in public. Ordered it up for late, told them butterflies, she'll love it. She used to soda and nuggets, she really just tired sucking. I'm just hitting my pinnacle, you and pussy identical. You like the fucking finish line, we can't wait to run into you. But let me get my mind off that young rich motherfucker getting mine off rap with my niggas.
I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Thank you, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg.
I ride for my niggas.
For new, the coupe to that ghost dog. Pigeons on the roof like ghost dog. The white Howard on the post dog. My niggas got the powder through the post dog. Watch the body tilt when you hit the head. Niggas lost meals trying to beat the fed. 10 grams off my last 250 now. Big ass crib 250 down. Damn. Gave my nigga Max 75. Then they gave my nigga penthouse number 30. Fuck. Got me thinking like I'm 7'5". Damn, nigga ain't even seen 30.
I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Thank you, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg.
I ride for my niggas.
Maybach music. Ooh, I love the way that be sounding, boy, when it come back on, L Boogie, you know?
No question, no question. We back, and before we get started, man, shout out to my man, you know what I mean, as usual, well, listening to the show. What's up, Shout out to Season Leo. I see you, baby. Nacho with cheese. And that's cheese here for you Packer fans. See what I mean? Oh! Speaking of Packer fan, let's talk a little NFL, bro. Next summer, my man Brett Favre will be enshrined into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, and his number 4 will be retired. I just got a question for you. Why so long? Was it because his fallouts with the, you know, how he left the organization? Is it, you know, because who knows, he's 45, maybe right now he might want to come back. Was they waiting to see if he was really going to come back, bro? What do you think was the reason behind this? I mean, as soon as he retired, I thought they should have did it, man. So, you know, what do you think, bro? You think it was inappropriate next summer? Why they ain't do it this year?
You know, L Boogie, that the history between the Green Bay Packers and also the Green Bay Packers and Brett Favre was something that was, you know, historic, because everybody knew that Brett Favre wanted to continue to play football. And it was kind of the Packers who kind of did him like Indianapolis did Peyton Manning. You know, they kind of singled him out and just was like, nah, we good. We got this one guy we're going to, you know, hand the torch over to. So it was kind of bittersweet how they got rid of Brett Favre, because Brett Favre just went to the rival and, well, he went to the Jets first, did his thing. Then he came to the rival Minnesota and did his thing, you know. So I think that the way the Green Bay Packers treated Brett Favre was the same way that the city of Cleveland treated LeBron when he went to South Beach. It was just something that was so nasty, created by the fans and the people outside of football, that really just made it something that it really wasn't anything to be. I mean, we all knew that this time was coming, that he was going to get his jersey retired as a Packer. You know, sometimes you just have to let the dust clear, L Boogie, so that it can be more welcoming once you do make the announcement that this guy's number is going to be retired. So I think they waited long enough. Now it gives the fan an opportunity to appreciate what number 4 did for the green and gold. Because if it wasn't for him, I'm just saying, man, them 90s was hot because of that boy named BF, man. That dude right there, man, did some IBEA. See, we had to beat it down for a minute, you know, as the Cowboys, you know, but he said, no, him and Steve Young are two quarterbacks, man, that really did it their own way. You know what I mean? And I give them much respect because they had a hell of a time trying to win their championship during the times that they were playing. So I think it's the right time. It could have been this year, but it could have been. But I think I think the time that they're doing it is the right time. And let him get all the limelight, because, you know, you got to have number 4. Come on, man. You got all the greats of Green Bay, but you don't have a number 4 in the Ring of Honor. What the hell? You got to have a 4, dog. I'm just saying. Don't be hating.
You can't hate on greatness. I keep telling people that. You can't hate on greatness, man. You know, so I'm happy. You know, he made us relevant again. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. Because before him, we were looking for our identity again. You know, we had your Mike Kowskis, your Lynn Dickies, and whoever in between. And then we got a guy named Brett Favre. So I'm happy he came along and rejuvenated our organization, you know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to it next summer, and I'll look at the calendar and see when they do it. I might be down down in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and come visit my man Corey along the way, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's always good. What do you think about that, what do you think about Eli Manning and E.J. Manuel yesterday during the preseason, game? They only played a couple of snaps. Evaluating, what you think?
Preseason, especially playing in the Hall of Fame game, you don't get – I mean, I know you start earlier than anybody else, but, you know, it's preseason, L Boogie. This is where you make all your mistakes. You try to get all your timing down. You're looking at guys who normally wouldn't see the field. So it was just great to have football back. Eli Manning looked like Eli, never panicking in the pocket until, you know, pressure is put on. But that's just a Manning thing, you know what I mean? Had one turnover that cost him points, but he came back and scored a touchdown. That's what you want in your quarterback. So, you know, it's just good to see Eli and the Giants, you know, coming back, especially having a season that they had last season. Even though they got hot at the end, it didn't matter. But, you know, with those guys losing running backs the way they've been losing running backs this season, I think that I think for those guys to take a look at the running backs that are back there, those big bruisers, I didn't even know they had the big bruiser from Boston College, the big Andre Williams dude. And he looked good yesterday running the ball. So, you know, I think last year the Giants got away from running the ball due to the fact that Lil Bradshaw was hurt and they didn't really depend on it. They just gave the ball to Eli. So it was good to see them trying to look at the backs back there and see who they got for the talent. And as far as Buffalo, you know, defense is going to be nasty from what I'm seeing. And, you know, E.J. Manuel didn't really have the game that he wanted, nor did Sammy Watkins. I thought at least he would. You know, they went to him once, twice, I think, but the one on the second, third play of the Buffalo series, they tried to throw a bomb to him. Just too much air, wasn't able to run up under it. But, you know, you really get to see how fast this guy is. And if he can outrun a cornerback, a first team, Prince Amakamura, who's pretty fast, went to, you know, the high school out here, Apollo High School. You know, that dude pretty fast. And he outran him and almost caught the ball. So, looked like Sammy Watkins going to fit right in. Just because he didn't catch a ball in this game, you know, it don't really mean nothing. First preseason game, Hall of Fame game. So, big props to him. You know, it's football, El Boogie. That's what I was expecting. Not a lot of, you know, not a lot of points being put on the board, but a lot of big hits that you saw. And, yeah, it's going down, man. What's up with the Skeeter Boy? I see you out there in North Park, Texas. Tell my sister, I say, what's happening?
Skeeter Moore, what the deal, baby?
But you know another thing, Ro, that I don't think EJ Manuel, and he comes from Florida State, I don't think he's gonna be a good quarterback in the league. I know it's just preseason, but I've been around. I know I'm a young man, you know, but I've been around the corner or the block a couple times. I've been around that boy a couple times. And I'm not convinced. He wasn't that good with my guys. He wasn't that good with my guys down in Florida State. I've been watching him. I don't think he's the answer. I don't think he's going to be a good quarterback in the league. The rules might help out. You know, they've changed. They're being more focused on, you know, they're putting more emphasis on the 5-yard chucks now this year. They're emphasizing it so they can score more points. And, you know, let's be honest, it's politics in the game. You held down Peyton Manning points, and, you know, they don't like that. The people up top don't like that. So they're going to make it better, easy for, you know, Peyton Manning and those guys. Just like the rule came when they hurt Tom Brady, when they hurt his knee. What happened the next year? They implemented a new rule. You can't go, you can't crawl or tackle the quarterback. Dive at his legs. So, you know, they're changing these rules up, man, and I ain't digging it for these guys. And, you know, it is what it is, like I said. So, hey, what can you do about it? Let me ask
what
you this,
bro. What can we do about it?
let me ask you this, bro, before we, you know, before I ask you about RG3 and Tom Brady, about their preseason. The Hall of Fame inductees, who touched you the most with their speech, man?
I mean, El Boogie, at some point when the guys are speaking, they kind of all touch you in some type of form or fashion, because we all know, well, you know, you and I both know with much of our callers that be calling in, we all played that sport, whether it was football, basketball, baseball, running track, soccer, I mean, any sport. We all know what it takes
to put in the effort. You know, people who are not student athletes tend to think of the athlete as a guy who just gets it all, when it's really not all that easy. You have to go to school. You have to go to practice. And you have to follow. I mean, you're a grown man, but yet you have a curfew. You know what I mean, El Boogie? So there are things that you are put through as you're growing up, trying to be this student athlete. And when you make it to the next level and you're able to, you know, somewhat accomplish your dream, because everybody's dream when they begin a sport is to make it to the top, to make it to, you know, to be the best ever. And when you are recognized to be put in the Hall of Fame, you know, it's a lot of people that you have to thank, because there were a lot of people that helped you get to where you were. And when you just hear people paying respect to everybody who laid the foundation down for you along the way, it kind of touches you. But I will say this. I really enjoy Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan is just, I mean, he knows how to talk to you, you know, and he can get you hyped, he can make you laugh, he can make you cry, you know. So I would say out of all of them, I enjoyed all the speeches, but out of all of them, I'd give it to Michael Strahan, because his was funny, and also, you know, it was touching of the heart as well. So, you know, all those guys had good stories, but I'd give it to Michael Strahan. Who would you give it to on the deliverance of the speeches that touched you?
Well, to me, it was Andre Reed. You know, I think he did, you know, great. He was very inspiring, especially when he got to talking about his main man who was throwing in the pill, you know, for 14 years, which was you know, Jim Kelly. I to be honest with you, and I know this might sound crazy, I like Michael Strahan's the least. And I know I'm Skip Bayless and everything on this, but I don't know what the fans or what the people see or what you see about Michael Strahan. I don't know how he landed on Good Morning America. Like, he's corny to me. No offense to him. He's a Hall of Famer, should be there. As far as all these extra gigs, okay, I can see you talking NFL on ESPN or Fox or whatnot, but I watch you in the morning. And you're boring, you're corny, man. But that's for them other people. See, I'm in the street. You're on a higher level. You feel what I'm saying? So of interpretation. I got a college degree. I got a master's, working on a second master's, for the world to know. But I just don't like Michael Strahan on the mic. Don't nobody want to hear about what football could do for you afterwards. Talk about what it's doing for you, what it did for you on the field, man. You ain't hear Deion Sanders get up there and talk about, oh, man, football, you know, I thank you, football, for giving me the NFL Network. Hear Kurt Warner or Marshall Faulk or, you know, them guys talk about, oh, thank you, or Warren Sapp, thank you, NFL, for getting me the NFL Network. Come on, man. Just talk about football and what it did for you. All that other stuff, man, is irrelevant, man, to me. So I just, you know what I mean, I ain't tripping at all. The other one that was kind of, you know what I'm saying, it was cool. He talked about, you know, making it, you know, getting your cement, you know, paved in. Anitas Williams, he did pretty good on that, but, hey, who am I? You know, so I just want to say big ups to all those guys who put it down, man, and I dedicate this song to you, man. When we come back, we're going to talk some more NFL, you know what I mean? My man T-Roe L Boogie. Hey, yo, we're going to get in the asylum, too, when we get back. We're going to stop talking and see what the people talk about, man. It's your boy, L Boogie, T-Roe. See, I know how Kobe Bryant feels now. It's your boy, man. Let's go. I be on my suit and tie shit, Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few
ready, JT.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. Hey, going hot, so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, but just had to touch it.
DJ at Low.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And it got fixed up too tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things. Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know what it calls it, a fatty. And oh, shit, some tricks gotta hit and picked up a habit. That's alright, you're all mine. Oh, go on, show 'em who you call daddy. I guess they're just my cause, girl, they wish they had it. A classic, and you're all mine tonight. And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up too tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things.
I'll just see health.
All black at the white show. White shoes at the black show. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy got from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Years of distress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high out Vegas. Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga tryna cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up tonight. Let me show you a few things.
Man, you back with the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with your boy, T-Row, L Boogie. Man, it's going down tonight, August 4th, 2014. Man, before we was, you know, had to go to a commercial and pay the bills, man, we talked about Brett Favre's number being retired. Next summer, next football season has already been talked about. We talked about the Hall of Fame game. We talked about Paul George and what happened to him Friday night, and the trickery of should NBA players play in these competitions because they're not getting paid for it. Also, we talked about the Hall of Fame game, different players. But before we jump back to, before we get into the asylum, and let me ask you this, Ro, before we jump into the asylum, because I want to get my man Nacho in, what's up with Tiger Woods, man?
Tiger getting fat. Tiger needs to lose some weight, man.
all these injuries, it means you're heavy. You got to let loose on something, man. The way Tiger playing, it don't look good. Tiger keep withdrawing from tournaments, complaining about the back, complaining about the knee. Yeah, it don't look pretty, man. Tiger ain't going to win no more majors. I ain't going to say he's not going to win any more majors, but it'll be later. It'll be way later. And it'll be, you know, he won't catch Jack. It looks like Jack Nicklaus is going to be safe at 18. Tiger might get close, get 16. He might get 17. But I know he ain't going to get 18. I can tell you that. Roy McIlroy keep doing what he's doing. I might jump on this bandwagon. That's foreign.
Yeah. But let me tell you this. Somebody who I'm not ever going to put my money on is your boy Serge Garcia. He does it every time. Choke artist.
We knew he was going to do that. Sergio worked in Phil Mickelson.
Exactly. At least Phil win tournaments. And Serge does not. He always coming in second or third when he's winning, going into Sunday, just can't get it done. Poor Serge. But, yeah, back to Tiger. I'm just going to say this about Tiger. Sit down for 1 year. I know golf needs you, and I know they make a lot of money. You know what I'm saying, with you on the marquee. But I keep telling you, you need to really do this, man. You know, bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. So I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed in Tiger, to be honest with you. I'm very disappointed for somebody who, you know how it is, man. This is reverse discrimination. He's our black hope. You know? In a predominantly white sport. Just like Larry Bird, Dirk Nowitzki, Doug McDermott, they're their white hope. In a predominantly black sport. Serena Williams, she's our black hope in tennis. So, I'm just curious to see when Tiger's going to win another one. I don't think it's no time soon. Like I keep telling you, he won't win one until the next Summer Olympics, which is in 2016. He's only 38. Tiger might not win another major until he's 50. And then you got other guys getting better. Rory is roaring. He's coming along. So he better get back to the lab. And, man, get those, man, he better go back to the lab, go to Christie's, go to Pink Rhino, and get those young ladies, you know what I mean? Bands will make her dance.
I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance.
That's what he needs to do. Get back into that, and we'll see you win some majors. But let us stop talking, man. Let's go to the asylum, man. We're going to go to our man from Phoenix, Arizona. Nacho, what the deal, baby? Let us know what you got on your mind, man. What you want to holler about today? Talk to us.
Oh, man, just talking. You know, I enjoyed everything you said about Brett Favre. Yep, the due time. I think the main thing with Brett Favre, I just think, they were trying to wait for a summer for him to keep his mouth shut because it was the retirement thing went on, and then the summer after everything was done, and you know we thought we could put it behind us. The next summer he talked about Aaron Rodgers and how he thought he should have won a Super Bowl sooner, and he couldn't. And then the next summer he talked about the Packers again, and he just said something that you know rubbed some fans the wrong way. So I just think they're waiting for him to not say something about the Packers in the wrong way, and it finally happened. So they just kind of did it real quick before he could open his mouth and say something again.
Exactly. Paul George, what do you think about that situation? Do you think we should pull out as far as pulling the top-tier NBA players out, or should we stay pat and keep doing it like we've been doing it?
Well, I definitely think a change needs to happen, and they do this in boxing in the Olympics as well. As soon as you've taken money or been paid to box, you can no longer box in the Olympics. So or anything associated like that. So I think with these World Cups or stuff like that, it should be the, like you said, the college players and the equivalent to that around the world too. So just everything is even. So people aren't screaming about unfairness or anything like that. So it should all just be college level players all around the board, and we could just have competitive games we could watch on TV. Instead of one scrimmage game where a marquee player in our NBA gets hurt.
Right, it's taken away from our league at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, Nacho. You said something interesting. You think it should be an age limit, like 25 and under? Because if they get their best foreign players to play in this and we only have our college or our NBA players to be playing in it, we know it's not an even playing field. Should that be discussed in the next, when they go to the board for international, you know, rules?
International games, I do believe, like, soccer and I think basketball even, they do have, like, an under-20-year-old league. If what they do that, why not just make an under-25 league too and just under 25, above 20 league, or however you want to do it, and just keep it like that, nice and simple. College players and players that, you know, just got out of college that didn't make the NBA, who won't be able to make the NBA or anything like that, give those guys a chance to play and you know, something like that, man. It's enough of taking away of our game. Not even that, you're taking away from a man's career. And that doesn't need to happen, especially when a team, and going back to the team has so much invested in him on the court, not even as much as it hits the pockets, but on the court as well. So it's something that doesn't need to happen and could have been avoided from the beginning. So I don't think it needs to happen. And, you know, I'm one of those people that thought back when the Dream Team was formed that they didn't need to do that to prove anything. Our ratings and what we put on the court in the finals and the playoffs, that speaks for itself. So we don't need to go beat the other countries. And personally, in my opinion, they can talk all they want. We know we have the best. We know we put the best product out there. We don't need to prove it because what if it during that Dream Team run, you know, we know now it never happened, but Jordan tore an ACL or Barkley, ripped a bicep or something crazy happened. And you know, we, the Suns or the Bulls, lost one of those players for a full year like this. The ramifications would have been ridiculous back then. So I don't think any star player or any player from the NBA should have to go play in FIBA at all, or even need to at all. We should just keep it, like you said, college or age limit. That's the best way to do it.
Very, very, very interesting. Let me ask you this. NFL, Hall of Fame game. I know you only played maybe 3 series. E.J. Manuel and Eli Manning. You had your boy Sammy Watson out there, Watkins out there. What do you think about yesterday's game?
I didn't catch the full game. I caught the highlights and I caught the score, and then I had a replay. I was watching some. I had it recorded, so I watched about half the game, the first
right.
stringers. But what really caught my eye was I thought EJ and Sammy, their whole thing is timing. Once they get that down. I think they took that shot that he overthrew Sammy. I think they just took it just to see where they were at. Just, you know, they didn't care what they lined up in. And the Giants knew, just like we all knew, what they were going to do. They were going to just try to throw one bomb down the field. So the Giants were kind of ready for that most of the game. They were the Giants DBs, the corners, they were ready for that play. So I felt like they were more, they anticipated that play very well, just because they were so prepared and so ready for it, I guess, that they had no other choice to be. So that along with the timing issue between EJ and Tammy made it look like they had defended the play very well. But if you give them, they're going to have four more preseason games to get this timing down. That's going to be a dangerous 1-2 in the NFL. And EJ Manuel is going to change everyone's mind, especially those doubters out there. EJ is going to change their minds, and he's going to say, you know, I am going to be a good quarterback in this league. I'm not going to be wishy-washy or whatever you want to call him or anything. He's going to be a good quarterback. He's a good solid starter. But yeah, it's going to be awesome for the Bills fans. They're going to feel good. Maybe not so much the two times they played the Patriots, but they'll feel good most of the rest of the year. It'll be fun for Bills fans, especially if Sammy and EJ, if they get that timing down, man. Sammy's just going to be a terror. That will be the offensive rookie of the year, and he's just going to have a lot of yards and touchdowns because he's so fast. He's really fast.
We didn't touch on this, but let me ask you this. Johnny Manziel is going to take snaps with the first team. The other day, he threw a couple balls. One of his balls was dropped. It was a touchdown. He threw, but he dropped it, and he was with the second teamers. He improvised, scrambled, got 14 yards out of that on an inter-squad scrimmage. Do you think that Johnny Manziel getting starts or snaps with the first team, you think that's a coach decision, or you think that's a general manager owner decision?
I think that the coach's decision, getting ready to put him in, just so he's aware and can get some of these first team reps in. I do believe Hoyer will be the first week starter, regardless of what happens in the preseason, no matter who, you know, plays better or not. I think that's what they're going to go with. They're going to just start with Hoyer, see what happens. And if Hoyer's doing well, they're going to keep it riding out. And if Hoyer's not doing well, losing games, or if he gets injured, then Manziel will have that practice in. I think it's just a coach's decision. I don't think the GM's involved. I don't think anyone else is saying, no, make sure he gets first-team reps for the media, make sure he, you know, we can do this. I think it's just the coach just getting prepared and getting ready for the season, that they want to make sure Manziel's prepared. They want to make sure Hoyer's prepared. So in the event Hoyer is 0-4, or gets injured early because he was injured already. If he gets injured again, Manziel will be prepared because you don't want to give this guy second team reps, and then keep him in there with the second team all preseason, all this time. And then week one, Hoyer goes down and he's got no chemistry or nothing at all with these first teamers. And, you know, you got to struggle to get this chemistry and timing down the first couple weeks. I think it's the coaches just getting prepared and getting ready and getting everything they can out of both quarterbacks.
Last question, Tiger Woods. What do you think? What's your thoughts about him withdrawing yesterday?
I think he hit it right on the head. He needs to take a year off. Get some right about his weight. He's getting chubby. I've noticed that too. I said that the last couple times I've seen him. Excuse me. So I think he needs to take a year off, get some endorsements done, get some become a vegan or whatever, or do something to lose weight, and get that body right, get rehab correctly. Just don't take his couple months and as soon as you feel good enough to do something, come back too soon like he's been doing because he wants to get out there and play and win something. Right now, I think he needs to just calm down, relax. This sport isn't it's not like football or basketball or it's where short careers and you're done. Like you said, he's going to be playing until he's 50. So He's got some time, so he can take a year off, relax, you know, get some short game going on, and I think he will break. I think he'll break the record. I'm saying 19, maybe 20 before he has to hit the senior citizen league. And once he does that, it'll shut everyone up. I think the year off would do him the best to get right, get healthy, get his game right. He should definitely mend the bonds with Butch and get back together with him. And if they can get that right, he can turn his whole game around, get his whole mental game back on track, and he'll become a winner again and break Jack's records. And then we'll have no more debate, and then the world will know what I already know. He's the greatest golfer ever.
Skeet! Nacho, you got anything else, you know what I'm saying, before we get to the next caller?
No, man, just thanks for letting me get in here. I love listening to the show. I want to keep listening to the show. And, I just say it every time I come on or every time I'm on any radio show, you know. Super Bowl is an hour drive from my house this year, and I get to see my beautiful, beautiful green and gold Green Bay Packers playing it, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great experience.
Street!
Y'all already know. Y'all going to be stuck in the cold.
No, we're going to have to the cold to get to the good warm weather Super Bowl, and it's going to happen, and we're going to love it.
No question. Oh, and don't forget, Nacho, while you out here with us in the Valley of the Sun, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Because, you know, they already on the way, because that's what we do.
That's what we do, radio. WWDO, baby. Oh, man, thanks for tuning in, Nacho. Stay on the line. We got some more hot topics to holler about.
I will.
Yo, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
They tiger, when it's all said and done, he's going to be the greatest golfer ever. You agree with that?
I don't know, man. I got my hands in the air. It's all on Tiger, man. I think Tiger is lost within himself. He's not having fun anymore. It looks like everything that he was doing as a youngster is no more. I know that you get better with time, but it don't look like Tiger is getting better. So my thing is that I do believe in Tiger, but I just don't see him winning another major, man, for a while. And if he even takes a year off, L Boogie, I mean, still, is that enough time to clear your mental? He can get himself in more trouble, you know, by taking a year off. So I just hope that he can get it back, win a major in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years so that he can get his swagger back. I don't know what to say about Tiger, man. I just don't know. At this point, I'm going to say he's not going
to
do it.
This is what I'm going to say about Tiger as we go into the commercial break. What Chief Keef said, this is the that I don't like. Come on, Tiger. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. We're the Truth of Hip Hop. Like I said, when we come back, we're going to holler about Tom Brady, your boy, RG3, and much, much more. Hey, Ro, remember what you told me? It was a brawl in the weigh-in and the talk about the UFC. So we'll talk about that and let you know who it was who got into the brawl before the real fight. So don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. 347-855-896, blogtalkradio.com, search box, The Streets is Talking. Man, when Tiger be withdrawing and going out,
my nigga Meek, tell my nigga Cardi 10, what up, fool? Free Slick, Ball Out, what's happening, fool?
DJ, Victorious.
64 for normal. 61st in Indiana.
A snitch, nigga, that's that shit.
Hold low in.
A bitch, nigga, that's that shit. I
need
that. Sneak deserves that shit.
The honey.
DJ Moondog.
You know what I don't like?
It's
When these motherfuckers talk behind my back, like I ain't gonna find out about it. Y'all hoping and wishing that I go. But the city franchise me. I ain't going nowhere. Shit, chief.
A fart, nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
No.
A snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak, deserve that's that shit I don't like.
300.
Don't like, Don't like, A snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like, Don't like, Nah, bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A pop bitch, that shit I don't like. Nah, I got a bad bitch, yeah, that bitch right. Yeah, we smoke dope all day, all night. You smoke Reggie, that shit I don't like. Nah, we got a fucking Audi, that bitch all right. Pull up, skirt your bitch, bet she going right. Fight, suck the bitch, yeah, I didn't go. A snitch, nigga, that shit I don't like. Nah, your bitch won't do the team, bet you won't night. Nah, bitch, we TVE, fuck who don't like. And we go night, our guns don't fight. A fuck, nigga, that shit I don't like. A snitch, nigga, that shit I don't like. A bitch, nigga, that shit I don't like. Sneak this up, that shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like, a snitch, nigga, that shit I don't like, don't like, don't like, a bitch, nigga, that shit I don't like, fake shoes, that shit I don't like, fake shoes, that shit I don't like, fake niggas, that shit I don't like, stalking ass bitch, shit that I don't like. Yeah, but I will never snitch none in my life. Nah, I keep this shit 300, bitch, I'm gon' right. But my niggas, when it's time to start taking life. Playing both sides, shit that I don't like. More time, spark, broad day, all night. Playing both sides, shit that I don't like. More time, spark, broad day, all night. A fuck, nigga, that shit I don't like. A snitch, nigga, that shit I don't like. A bitch, nigga, that shit I don't like. Sneak this up, that shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like, A snitch, nigga, that shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like, A bitch, nigga, that shit I don't like. I'm killing these niggas, shit that they don't like. Broke, you got the 30, he ain't tryna fight. Got your bitch out with in it all night. She gone. Fredo in the cut, that's a scary sight. Man, now, you not with the shit, you can die tonight. I only want the pop, I ain't tryna fight. Stop, youngest with the shit, they be throwing fight.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We back in the asylum with T-Row, and I'm your host, L Boogie. Man, we've been going hard for the first hour. You know what I mean? Talking about this USA basketball, Paul George. We've been hollering about, you know, the Hall of Fame, Brett Favre, Tiger Woods. It's a lot on the marquee. Well, let's jump to something else. A non-traditional sport, but it's become popular. The UFC, man. What did jump off in the UFC today? What happened? It's the streets, man. What happened, bro?
Oh, man. The UFC is here, man. It ain't going nowhere. It's taking over. It already took over boxing. You got a big crowd following the UFC. Today was the media day for the September 27th fight. UFC 178, I believe. If it's not 178, it's 179. But the main card is with your boy Daniel Cormier, who was a heavyweight. Now he's, you know, he was fighting in the 250 and over, but he decided to drop weight to get in that light heavyweight class that your boy John Jones is in. Been talking a lot of trash about John Jones, And today was the first day that they met up at the media setup today in Las Vegas. You know, when you're the champ, you got the belt, you big time. And I guess it's just been heat boiling over between the two since Daniel Cormier has been able to replace Augustinson, who pulled out of the fight between, you know, John Jones and that was going to be the second fight between Augustinson and Jones. But since Augustinson pulled out, they've given the opportunity to Daniel Cormier, who is 15-0 in the octagon, wanting to fight John Jones, the champ, who's 20-1. Cormier has been talking about how he's going to do John Jones, and today it got crazy. John Jones stepped up to the podium. Daniel Cormier stepped up to the podium. John Jones put his head, you know, because John Jones 6'4", Daniel Cormier 5'10". So John Jones put his head on, you know, his head on Cormier's head. Cormier grabbed him by his neck and pushed him back. John Jones threw a left, didn't connect, but they ended up all behind the setup, and John Jones and wrestled Cormier to the ground. And now, so it's a big thing that these two, yeah, I mean, you got to have media set up from here until September 27th. What's going to happen? You guys going to get into it every time y'all get to a media set up. So I don't know, El Boogie, bad blood is at its all-time high in this UFC between these two fighters. And we don't see what's going to happen. Should be pretty good. Two brothers going to fight for the title, to be exact. So we going to see what time it is.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting. The good thing that you always love controversy. You always love pre-fight fights, you know, because then you're going to see how they're going to be in the ring. You love to see how they get into it before the bout. For an example, just like, you know, this time Floyd Mayweather is not being the cool one. Floyd is not being nice. Remember, you know, they just did a little, you know, also media thing. Floyd is not Mr. Nice Guy this time. And that's the Floyd I love. But speaking of this, UFC is superseding boxing. I'm not thrilled with boxing. We just had a light heavyweight fight Saturday. Nobody knew about it. And the winner will face the executioner. Is he 60 or 50? Bernard Hopkins.
Does it matter?
Father Time. I think he's the only one who can beat Father Time. Him and George Foreman.
Right. Either
so,
50 and look 60, or he's 60 and look 50. So, either one.
Exactly. So, I'm very intrigued about this UFC, because it has gotten very, very you know, popular. They're going to stop having it. They're going to start having it in bigger venues. You know, if you notice, the audience is more so on the floor. It's inside one of those hotels, but it's not the big one. When I say big, I mean it's not the big arena inside MGM or one of those hotels. So, in a minute, it's going to get like that. Where you have that. Let me ask you this, bro. With I don't even know who Manny Pacquiao is fighting next, and Floyd with the rematch. Do you think this fight is going to happen in 2015, man, with him and Manny Pacquiao?
It might not happen in 2015. It's going to be one of Floyd's last fights, man. Whether it be good or not, it remains to be seen. But that fight is going to happen, and when it does, I mean, it'll be exciting to – I mean, a lot of people are not going to talk about it, but they're going to be excited when it leads up to that final 3-4 days for the fight starts, you know what I mean? And everybody wants to see that fight, so it's going to happen. It's just not going to be in 2015. No, it's not going to happen in 2015. It might be 2016 because, what, Floyd got this fight and two more to end his Showtime contract with. So I don't see him fighting Pacquiao within the last two fights of his contract. It will be after the you know, the six fight contract that he signed with Showtime to where he's going to, you know, probably step outside his boundaries and go with that fight. So I'm going to say it's going to be in 2016, not 2015. But anything can happen with Floyd. You know, Floyd just, I don't know, man. We'll see. Floyd got to finish that contract first. I think he's going to finish the contract before he takes the fight with Pacquiao because Pacquiao's manager, Bob Arum, you know, him and Floyd don't get along at all. So as long as Arum is in charge of Pacquiao, I don't see it happening.
Wow. Let me ask you this, Ro. Let's jump back to the NBA. Your boy Andrew Wiggins is feeling a certain type of way. You know, he said he just wants to play with a team that wants him. After August 23rd, I think it's 30 days after he signed his contract, am I correct? Will he be traded? Is it him?
Yep.
Will he be the one to go?
Yep. L Boogie, sometimes it sucks to be as talented as a guy like Andrew Wiggins because we've learned this from Flip Saunders in Minnesota. He wants the best of the best if you want Kevin Love. And we still don't know what Andrew Wiggins' blueprint is going to be. I hope he does good. But if he go to Minnesota, I mean, we just know what happens in Minnesota. You know, KG only made it to the finals one time.
And that's Western Conference Finals. He never made it to the finals.
I'm sorry, the Western Conference Finals. Excuse me for that. He only made it to the Western Conference Finals one time, and we saw what type of season it took for him to get there. And I'm just going to say Kevin Love is that person who follows KG's footsteps, and he hasn't been to the playoffs yet. So Andrew Wiggins, you know, you're going to have a tough task on your hands. I know you want to be accepted and be, you know, not have to deal with all this hoopla and questions, but don't worry about it. When you make it to the Minnesota market, you ain't gotta worry about the news being on your neck so bad as if you were in, you know, Chicago, Dallas, New York, L.A., Ohio. You know what I mean? So I think he would be cool to just wanna just go to Minnesota, so he ain't gotta worry about all that. Just play ball. If you're winning, you're winning. If you're losing, you're losing. So, Andrew Wiggins, this is what you want. This is where you want to be. You want to be the number one pick. Too bad you didn't know that LeBron had this in his future. So now it's messing with your future. But it is what it is, L Boogie. He out of there. Nobody don't care about where you want to go and who you bad look. You gone. I know you. It would have been great to see you in yellow and red, but you gonna be in blue and white.
Yeah, I'm afraid. Oh, yeah, I'm afraid so. And also, like my man EPMD used to say, man, it's strictly business. It's not personal. So don't take this the wrong way. You finding out about the business part of entertainment real, real well. They don't love you. They like you, but they don't love you. Now, you bring a ring to Minnesota, then they'll love you. But right now, it's infatuation. So let's not get it twisted. They don't love you until you win it all. Ask LeBron. They didn't love him until he won it all. He wasn't super duper or, you know, people still had their doubts about his greatness. But once he won it all, LeBron could do no wrong. Could do no wrong. So I'm very intrigued about that. Is it him? Is it Waiters? One of those guys will be dealt. You know, one of those guys will be dealt, and it looks like it's going to be him. I don't know what's going to be in the package. You know, the streets is talking. I was, you know, just with some guys the other day, and you know, my man DJ Floss, he went up to Toronto. Him, LeBron, Tristan Thompson, Norris Cole, and they did a run
you know, a 2 mile run and promoted some things for the Stay Fit. So I don't think it's gonna be no Toronto boys being when I say Toronto boys, I mean like Tristan Thompson or maybe Bennett might go, but it looks like Tristan Thompson won't be going anywhere soon. That looks like that's LeBron's guy.
Yeah, Tristan is an up and coming talent. You know, it looks like he's finally getting it together as far as feet, as far as footwork, being able to play this NBA game. So you know how it goes. If LeBron like you, you cool. You know what I mean? So I think LeBron can help Tristan more than anybody else on the team because Tristan can't, you know, create his own shot, so to speak. So I think LeBron will be able to, you know, take some of that heat and get the ball down low where Tristan can be effective. His last couple of years, he's shown growth, but it's nothing like what we projected him to be. So, you know, after playing 1 year in Texas and getting in the league, he's getting it together. Footwork has looked like it's coming along. And it looks like now that LeBron is out there, he got somebody who can help him develop even more. Because we know LeBron is going to bring 2-3 people every time he gets the ball. So, you know, that's going to definitely help a lot of players, you know, take some more shots than they normally used to taking. So I think it works out great for Tristan Thompson.
Will Kevin Love in the four, is the Cavs the favorite to get out the East?
They could be. Like you say, it's the East is still, you know, yes. If they get Kevin Love, LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers should be in the Eastern Conference Finals. Indiana is taking a step back. You know, the only team you really got to look out for is, you know, a team like Atlanta who could take you 7 games in a playoff series where anything could happen. Toronto is one of those other teams who could take you to a 7-game series, right along with Washington on what we spoke on earlier. All these guys are young, but they're not younger than Cleveland. So I'll just say it. It's going to be nice to see the East more competitive than what it's been, even though it's the lesser of the, you know, of the two conferences. But, hey, the East be getting it in. And they play defense in the East. You know what I mean? So it does make Cleveland bright to win the Eastern Conference. But, you know, it's some other teams out there that are really looking to knock off. Why are we counting out Miami? We don't even know what Miami's going to be looking like. So, I mean, you know, if they make it, let's say Cleveland is the 1 seed and Miami is the 8 seed, that's very intriguing. You know what I mean? So anything could happen, and the East is on the rise. They have a lot of good teams over there that showed us this, you know, at the end of the season during the playoffs, what they were capable of. So we'll definitely see what happens. But right now, yeah, I would give the floor to the Cleveland Cavaliers to win the East. You think they're going to win the East with Kevin Love?
I hope not. I hope my Knicks win the East. And I'm a Cleveland. Sorry, Cleveland. Sorry, Unc. I know you're listening. Big up to Unc once again. But I'll say this. They got to be the favorite, you know, now with Paul George going down, because that was kind of like one guy who was LeBron's nemesis in the East. Now you have, if he's in full strength, you have D-Wade, you got Carmelo, and you got, you know, DeRozan over there.
Right.
So you got a couple guys that can give LeBron a little trouble. But before we go to commercial, we got about 5 more minutes, and I want to get back, and this is a touchy subject because I know that, you know, we have thousands of people listening in all over the world, not just, you know, in our various cities and states. I'm going to go back to Roger Goodell's comments about this being, he's been consistent with his rulings and his drop-downs with the Ray Rice, you know, and people don't understand
I'm the difference. See, with those drugs tests and those things, those are collective bargaining agreements that they agree upon, and Goodell gets a chance to do that. Now, they talk about Ben Roethlisberger was suspended 6 games. He got reduced to 4. He was allegedly, groping a young lady. But they don't understand, do your homework. That was Ben Roethlisberger's second time being involved in a situation like that. That gives the right for a woman to just smack you in the face. That gives the right for a woman to just beat you up and you try to get out the way. Because let's remember, man, you know, back in the day in 1998, Fred Lane from the Carolina Panthers, he was shot in the head and physically and verbally abused by his wife. No one talked about that. She wasn't put in jail. I mean, I know that it's not right or humanly right or physically right that men should hit women. I'm not giving the okay for that. Let's not get it twisted. But what I'm saying is we can't always put the guilt on a man for hitting a woman. I don't care what period. This is not 1954. This is 2014, where we as a country, we've given all these rights to the women. When I say all these rights, I mean with jobs. They have, you know, they get a lot of things going on with that. Also, I mean with the rules. Sorry, O.J. Simpson messed the rule up. You know, with domestic violence or whatnot. But for people to say Roger was wrong for just giving this man 2 games when the law didn't do anything to him, the wife apologized to Ray for what, you know, she did in the melee. So I don't understand why the public is really giving Roger Goodell and NFL a hard time about these 2 games, bro. You tell me.
For me, simply, you know, he and his wife were charged in Atlantic City. They did spend the night in jail. However, they did get out, you know. But for me, L Boogie, evidence, video. Video is like a picture. A picture can tell 1,000 stories. And for me, you know, everybody else who's been getting in trouble really didn't have no video evidence. How Ray Rice was bringing his wife out the elevator, I don't need to know what happened inside the elevator. You know what I mean? Whether it's your first, second, third, 10th offense, you got to be punished. And I like Ray Rice. Don't get me wrong. I like Ray Rice. But my thing is, dog, if you are on videotape that doesn't even show the whole story, it doesn't matter, dog. You Roger Goodell, you have to come down hard. The only thing, now I'm not saying that the bounty gate that he placed, you know, New Orleans on, you know, is compared to putting your hands on a woman, but come on, man. You didn't have any evidence of the bounty gate. You started your investigation off of what he said, what this guy said, what he said. And we all know, El Boogie, in this sport of football, you are physically harassed every week. You're harassed in practice. But you didn't have any evidence that showed a bounty. It was just some hits that were put on a quarterback in a game that defensive players do all the time. You have evidence of a guy dragging his wife out the elevator. And you won't tell me you're only going to get this guy 2 games because it's his first offense, and
I don't care about that, L Boogie. Like, again,
I think,
like
I don't mean to cut you off, bro. It's not just, we saw what happened outside. They have the videos that happened inside. Maybe that's why it was only two games.
Doesn't matter.
Maybe he wasn't the one that provoked it.
Doesn't matter. I didn't have to see it. I saw that.
See, that's my thing. See, that's what I don't see. I'm like Chief Keith. That's that shit that I don't like. Because
we're
going to give the woman the benefit of the doubt. She can hit us, hit a man, bust him upside the face, hit him, whatever. And he tried it. Remember, bro. Yeah, but hold on, let me finish. The elevator could have been in between floors. What he going to do?
What do you mean? You carry your broad out, respectively. You just don't just drag her to the edge of the elevator and just leave her standing there and then look at everybody else looking at you. Man, come on, L Boogie. Come on, man. He dragged his wife. The elevator, he didn't even drag her fully out the elevator. He just drug her and then dropped her and then looked around. I mean, she could have been the one that was in the wrong. I'm not saying that Ray Rice was wrong. I'm just saying, video, show me everything I need to see.
Right.
And if
that
was
that particular time, would you, after she had brushed you upside your head and everything, would you be delicate or getting her out the elevator?
Hey, if you Ray
Rice, that's my wife, though. I understand. That's your wife. And I understand full heartedly.
Hold on, L Boogie. I ain't nobody. When I hit my wife, ain't nobody gonna give a fuck who I am. You know what I mean? That's Ray Rice. When Ray Rice was coming out there looking like, that's Ray Rice. Hold on, I know you. Wait, is that your girl? Come on, man, L Boogie. It's a respectable way that you do it. He could have put her arm around his shoulder, like when he hurt, his homeboys come put his arm around their shoulder and carry the dude to where he needs to go. That's all I'm saying. Just do it in a respectable manner, whether you right or wrong. L Boogie, he had to be wrong if he apologizes. I didn't apologize to my wife publicly. What? I know you lay down with her every night. If that was the case, L Boogie, both of them wouldn't have went to jail. Both of them went to jail.
And that's what I'm saying. And remember this, bro. Sometimes you got to make a deal with the devil. And sometimes you got to apologize even when you don't want to, or even when you're wrong.
Right.
So, yes, it looked sincere and things like that, but, you know, even though it's not qualified or it's a rule, unwritten rule, you don't hit your girl or you don't hit girls or whatnot, but, man, some of these women out here, they think that they can talk to men any way they want to, knowing that the man won't hit them. They verbally assaulting guys, man. They need to start looking into these things and at least putting these women in jail for 10 days, too, for inciting riots.
So we the rioters now. we create riots when a woman busts upside the head, abuses
man. When you see a woman getting bust up in front of in your face, what you gonna do? You gonna step in just because you would do it anyway? So that's inciting a riot, man. It can cause a melee in the streets. You know how it go. It's the streets, man. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We giving you sports from a street perspective. You know what I mean? 347-855-8896. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Hey, bro, I got five on the baby. Let's go.
Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. Cause who's be having them vacuum lungs? And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb, dumb, dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the slick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos that be throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious. Cause homies nag me to take the dance out of the bag. I'm so keyed up, so the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Bougies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension, cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheap. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it, cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my P.O. I know I feel, cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty, but the Tango race straight had me. Made my yesterday thing, got me hung off the night train. You made our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hashish. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kids. Up in smoke, yuck, I spray you laying down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the VSO, key up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's stroller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need, kicking feet. Cause we're IBs, we need tap like a foo-foo.
Bro, what the deal, baby? Man, before we get out of here, man, we got about 20 minutes left. Man, give me a street sweep, man. What's going on in the streets, man?
Oh, man. You know, a lot of things been happening both in all the sports, man. You know, your boy Nick Fairley, the defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions, he was sentenced earlier this week for the DUI, little case that he had in 2012. And even though he wasn't present, they sentenced him. They gave him 6 months of jail time and 1 year probation. And what he's doing right now is trying to appeal that with his team. And, you know, we gonna definitely see what happens with that, because we know that the Detroit Lions, where they tough at, is on that front four. And if they don't have Nick Fairley in the middle to go along with Ndamukong Suh, it can be a little tougher for the Detroit Lions. You know what I mean? They started out hot last year, but then they did the season so well. The Buffalo Bills linebacker, Nigel Bradham, he suspended for the first game of the season opener against the Chicago Bears because this fool, he violated the league drug policy. I'm telling you, L Boogie, these boys keep violating the drug policy. I don't know what's going on.
They got five on it, man.
It's that loud. It ain't that tweet. It's that loud. Ain't nobody doing Reggie no more, L Boogie. It's a shame.
Man.
In other news, the Pittsburgh Steelers will be honoring Mean Joe Green by retiring the number 75 on November 2nd. You know what? Out of all the greats for the Pittsburgh Steelers, there's only been one number retired, and that was Ernie Stadner, number 70. So now you're going to have the second number to be retired for the Pittsburgh. That's odd to me, L Boogie. So number 75 will be the second number retired by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I guess you can't retire a number when you have just great all the time with, you know, in the
back. Well, you need some numbers to be, you know what I'm saying, for players to play
right.
in.
Right. They didn't have 99 superstars on one squad.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to keep the numbers, you know what I mean? Your boy, I can't believe this. Brandon Marshall said that he absolutely believes Jay Cutler is going to be the league's MVP this year. What? Brandon, I think you need to be tested for the league's drug policy when you talk about Jay Cutler like that. We all know Jay Cutler can't stand up right. What would make you say that? This year in the NFL, the league is going to install receivers and about 17 teams with microphones on the shoulder pads there. But I mean, we're not going to be close to the game. We're going to be in the game. So when you get a boy like Hittner to hit somebody coming across that middle, and when you're, ooh, you know, we don't never get to hear the ooh. You know, we're going to be able to hear that this year. We're going to get all the sounds and the crushing blows and how people, you know, feel or react after a concussion. Because it's going to be microphones everywhere, L Boogie, and it's going down. So if you really wanted to be close to the game, guess what? We're putting you in the game. San Francisco 49ers.
Microphone checker. One, two, checker.
Yes. He's going to crush the microphones on them pads because, you know, these boys be trying to legally assault you around this joint. The defensive tackle for the San Francisco 49ers, Glenn Dorsey, straight out of Dallas, Texas. You know that year when Matthew Stafford went number one. You know who went number two? It was Glenn Dorsey. You know, straight out of Dallas. Big up. But he's out for the season, L Boogie. He got that torn bicep injury like your boy Ray Lewis a couple of years ago when Ray couldn't pick up his arm, but he made 15 tackles in the Super Bowl. And you know what I mean? Yeah.
He
so,
just needs some antler spray, man, and he'd be good.
Yeah, you know, you definitely got to have that deer antler spray under the tongue. You know what I mean? Prosecutors have agreed to drop the charges against T.J. Ward, the cornerback for the Denver Broncos. He had a little situation this summer where it almost got out of hand, but instead of giving him jail time or sentencing him, they decided to just give him community services. So big up to T.J. Ward for having his for having those charges dropped. And then you got your boy, you know, since your boy Patrick Peterson got that big check, since he signed his name on the dotted line, your boy Richard Sherman and Patrick Peterson have been going back and forth on the Twitter. And Richard Sherman said it's all in good. You know, it's all good. They just having fun on the Twitter. So if you want to jump in and see what's been going on, jump on Twitter and see what Richard Sherman and Patrick Peterson been talking about. It's a whole bunch of good stuff you need to be checking out and reading up on because, you know, them two boys, they so competitive, but yet they comical in the tweet. So, you know, if you don't have a Twitter page, get on Twitter and check out them boys. In other football news, the running back for the New York Giants who wasn't able to play yesterday, David Wilson, he's been shut down. His football career is in jeopardy, but he's been shut down for the season due to the burner that he sustained after having that surgery over the summer. So, David Wilson, we hope you get better and, you know, get back into this thing if you're able to, if the doctors clear you later on. Last but not least, with the New York Jets, Geno is going to get the start over Michael Vick. What? All right, Geno, you already got my dude number. We're going to see if you can take action this year. I know you did pretty good last year, nobody really knowing how you were going to come out, but, you know, you stood on your own twos, almost got the Jets to the playoffs, and hopefully you're able to take over this team this year. And right along with the Jets, Calvin Pryor, the guy that they drafted from the Ohio State University, he has finally been cleared to return to practice. You know, after he sustained a little injury during preseason, during training camp. So he's been cleared by the doctors after having a concussion, and he's been cleared for the opening week. So hopefully Calvin Pryor can and remain healthy. I know he had a little light scare during the training camp, but the doctors have cleared him and told him that he's good to go. And in baseball news, L Boogie, it's a first baseman out here, man, playing for the Chicago White Sox by the name of Jose Abreu. Woo! If you don't know about this kid, man, you need to check him out. Not only is he up there in the top three of hitting home runs, this rookie has won back-to-back Rookies of the Month. And L Boogie, would you believe he is the first rookie to win Rookie of the Month in back-to-back months consecutively? The first player ever as a rookie to be named Rookie of the Month in consecutive months. And I think about A-Rod, I think about Jeter, I think about Clayton Kershaw, I think about all these rookies who weren't able to win Rookie of the Month in back-to-back months. So I must say, this boy Jose Abreu must be the truth. What you think about that boy Jose Abreu, the young talented rookie player for the Chicago White Sox?
I think he's doing a great job. I just feel sorry for him. You know, he's on a bad team. I hope, you know what I'm saying, he'll play 5 years there and then they'll figure it out. And when his contract's up, he'll, you know, go somewhere nice. Hopefully, you know, he'll be in Pimpstripes after Mark Teixeira contract expires. But anyway, I hope that. But listen, Ro, before we continue, man, we had somebody just call in, man. You know, Chuck, a.k.a. C.O. Smooth, a.k.a. my nephew. Yo, C.O. Smooth, you on the line with T1 L Boogie, man. And I know you from Cleveland, Ohio. How you doing today, man? What you got to talk about today? The Browns, the Cavs, what's on your mind today?
Hey, actually, you know what? I got some breaking news from off the air. Cleveland was just involved with a three-man trade to give us Kevin Love and Klay Thompson, and we're giving up Deion and Andrew and Bennett. Yeah, it's real, yeah.
The streets is talking. Say that one more time.
Huh?
You got it. It's a three-team trade?
A three-team trade with us, the Warriors, and I think, I think it's Chicago or it's somebody. I know we get Kevin Love and Klay Thompson, and we give up Waiters, we give up Wiggins, we give up Bennett and a draft pick.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, nephew.
Yeah.
Y'all might as well tell them people to start printing up some Eastern Conference Finals Championship shirts. And you can give it to them boys right now if you get one of them Splash Brothers to go along with LeBron.
Is
that a good trade or you think that's a bad trade for the Cavs?
That's a horrible trade. That's horrible. That's a horrible trade.
Why?
Because Wiggins is up and coming and Deion is the new Dwayne Wade.
Man.
Don't disrespect Dwayne Wade like that.
Hey,
what?
And Andrew Wiggins can't shoot like Klay Thompson. Come on, man.
you want to go with proven? Yeah, don't disrespect Dwayne Wade like that. Talking about Deion Waiters is the next D Wade. He has no in between game. Either it's a three ball. He's not even slashing to the hole anymore. And D Waiters don't play no D.
Please. What games are you watching?
I'm watching all seven of them.
No, actually, you haven't been watching any games because you was on the West Coast. Y'all don't even get them channels.
Don't forget, man. You know you mess with the streets, so. We get the chance to see some, you know what I'm saying, see some games. We watch some games. For him to be a lottery pick, he's coming along. But I think you got to go with Klay Thompson because of what you have in Kyrie Irving. You already have a slasher in Kyrie Irving. You got a slasher in LeBron James. So you need some shooters to go along with that. You got Klay. You got Mike Miller, and you got somebody who can pick and pop with Kevin Love, and Kevin Love gets boards too. So I think I think that's a good trade. Plus, he's already proven.
Oh, well, you know, I think that's a horrible trade because Wiggins is up and coming. He's going to be like the next Tracy McGrady. And Deion Waiters is going to be like the next D-Wade. So, no, they had an all-star roster. They just gave it up.
Wow. Yeah. You want me to really comment on that?
They gave it up.
You give up. You say Tracy McGrady with D-Waiters, and Tracy McGrady only won one playoff series.
No. Tracy McGrady with Wiggins, and Deion Waiters is the new Wade. So, no, that's a horrible trade. I wouldn't have never did it. We got up-and-coming stars, you know, with them young boys, if they just let them young boys rock. No, they want to trade them.
Clay Thompson is young, too, though.
Let me ask you this, CL Smooth. Now, from my understanding, the Cleveland Cavaliers still have a couple of number one picks that they're going to be able to use next year as well. I mean, don't you think you could get some, you know, another player like an Andrew Wiggins to draft next year, even though you got one or two first round draft picks next year?
No, I think you take the team that you have and continue to create with the new young boys, the up and coming rising stars.
Neither one of them have
LeBron
a jump shot.
Anything? You think LeBron has anything to do with the decision making on who stays and who goes?
Most definitely.
What about your Cleveland Browns? What do you think about Johnny Manziel being instituted into the taking snaps with the first team?
I'm thinking about LeBron at the moment, but Manziel wouldn't be too bad as a Clevelander like myself.
LeBron James, and if they do make the trade, do they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals? Do they come out the East?
They're going to have to worry about Melo.
And who
I appreciate
else?
That.
I mean, Melo can't win by himself.
They still got JR. Yeah.
We got Anthony early. We got Jose Calderon. We're going to be all right. We're gonna be competitive. At least we're gonna make the playoffs this year, hopefully.
They're dropping Amari. Yeah,
right.
They're dropping those $20 million a year contract. They're dropping that.
We're gonna amnesty that guy.
Yeah, they're gonna amnesty that guy. And you know what's
gonna
happen?
Be back in Phoenix. Yes.
And look, somebody else is gonna pick him up for that $20 million a year and he's gonna be great. He can't fit in with a type of shooter. He can't fit in with the type of shooter of Carmelo. He'd be better off with LeBron.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, there you have it. Anything else, nephew CL Smooth, before we go to the commercial?
Streets is talking, baby, and Uncle L Meek's voice.
The streets is talking, baby. And don't forget, CL Smooth, tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Oh, that's what it is. CL Smooth coming live.
And don't forget, nephew, keep packing them millions in the ceiling.
Millions in the ceiling.
We get that money.
That's what it is.
Shepherds in the closet. This that shit that y'all wanted. This shit cook up hard, don't it? Y'all gotta beg my pardon on it. But this shit sound like God, don't it? Yeah, I'm tired, nigga. And y'all got to pay y'all tithes, nigga. Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome with ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid, cause a pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that. Not saved in that shoebox. Blue top. Bad bitch in that blue box. This big face in Blu-ray and these black diamonds like boondocks. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces crying loud with ill intentions. Just so I can buy them Christians, have them shit on all they bitches.
Millions in the ceiling.
Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds, shepherds in the closet.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling.
Man, we back. That was a short commercial. Man, great call by CEO Smooth, bro. Great call by CEO Smooth. Put us together. He let us know. And what's coming up next with that trade? Man, that's going to be very interesting, man. Very interesting. That was a great call by CL Smooth. Breaking news. 3-14 trade. Ending up with Klay Thompson and Kevin Love in Cleveland. Ooh-wee. But they can't do the trade until after August 23rd, though. It's 30 days. But we know, I didn't see him. You know, even though I got this torn Achilles with this cast, and I'm getting around in the streets. So, I've seen Kevin Love, you know, he's down in the Warehouse District. You know, that's what we call downtown, the Warehouse District. He's down there kicking it right now. So, he's getting all this stuff together to be in the city. So, we already know what it is. Hey, yo, Love, man, it's been a hell of a show, man. Before we get out of here, man, you got any shout-outs, man?
Yeah, man, you know what it is, man. Shout out to North Park, Texas, man. Everybody in North Park, Texas, stand up. You know how we get down. I forgot to tell you, man. Andy Dalton, 6-year, $110 million extension. Y'all got y'all hands full, Cleveland. Andy Dalton and AJ Green got paid? Oh, Lord. Yeah, well, we're going to see. You know what I mean? Big shout out to everybody checking us out on the web. Man, y'all keep us hot, man. WWDO. Oh, man, I love that. 87.9 comes to Georgia. AJ, what's happening, baby? We see y'all, man. Sports official. Man, love you brothers, man. I saw a number call in earlier, L, but we weren't able to get to it. So I think that might have been Nilly Neal checking in with us earlier today. But we'll get with him on Friday, you know what I mean? And, yeah, shout out to us. Player Pill Pop partner co-host and the DJ over there. I see you, DJ.
Go DJ. Yeah, that's my DJ.
You already know. Any more shout outs, bro? You got jumping off?
Man, that's it. Shout out to the fam, man. Everybody back. We back in school. We rolling.
No doubt, no doubt. First of all, I just wanna, you know, give a shout out to God, man. You know, without God, we can't do this thing, man. And, you know, shout out to greatness because we always striving to be great. And like I always say, they can't stop greatness, man. You know what I mean? So shout out to the block, man. Huff Heights, Third the Good, you know what I'm saying? CL Smooth, you know, Cleazy over there. So just shout out to all those guys, man. Shout out to my son and his guys. Who was listening to the show tonight? You know, Benedictine High School. They getting ready. They started 2-a-days. So you know what that means? It's football time, man. It's football time.
Yeah. Clearing up for you. All
right. That time, bro. We about to get back in our cell and do like we do, man. And like we always say, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Streets, you already know. Those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. It's the Streets of Talk, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Me and my cellmate T-Roll about to get back in the cell. And, you know, picture us rolling. We'll see you on Friday. Shout out to T-Roll and the family. Soon. I see y'all, man. Bluesy. So nasty. I see you, baby. And most of them grown. Full grown, following your man. Just scheming on ways to put some greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling. Busting the beans on rings that is stolen. My dreams are tinted. My hopes are torn. I'm like a fiend if I leave on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked. Heart beating and my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling.
Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it?
Picture me rolling.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga Sock do it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas.
cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle, so I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Buzz bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swangin'. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game, dress code change. Packin' 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sippin' on Remy and running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big bodies in no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.